The leaders of North and South Korea pledged a reconciliation pact for peace and collaboration today. The accord aims to replace the Korean War's 1953 ceasefire and expand projects to reduce tension across the world's last Cold War frontier. But Japan has voiced skepticism over the North's conciliatory moves and today extended sanctions. Eric Ju, an editor at the Japan Times, says that history isn't being made, it's being repeated.
Japan's hardline stance is a way of, I think, trying to pressure the United States not to remove the North from its list of terrorist sponsoring states. The U.S. has sort of shown inklings of warming to the idea of maybe striking North Korea from that list. But Japan is also a strong political ally of the United States and is involved with the United States in its various anti-terror operations around the world. It's unlikely that Russia or China would be willing to get anywhere close to the U.S. or Japan's position on this whole standoff over the nuclear issue. I think that even with the glossy accords and pronouncements, one must still look toward North Korea with a great deal of mistrust and consider that if it's willing to disband and open its nuclear facilities and disband its nuclear programs in a verifiable manner, one must wonder if they've already got what they need and can quickly reactivate things if they feel they need to. And so this could be just a lot of smoke and mirrors, I think, and a lot of people in Japan believe that's what it is.